This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
So I'm watching some face-off stuff. Like, it looks like normal face-off stuff to me. I didn't see everything that went into this.
Yeah, Jake Paul, like, grabbed at his pec. Or no, maybe Joshua, like he tickled Jake Paul's pec
I have not gotten to that part yet.
All right, man. Like, what are y'all doing? But that's Anthony Joshua. That's who he is. So
maybe I'm looking at the wrong thing.
Both clothed? They both got clothes on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a weird guess, Kenny. They do both have clothes on.
And Jake Paul.
What video are you watching?
Jake Paul has like the stupid stance with his hands on his hips.
Yeah.
Like towards the end of it. Like before they turn and face the public, he taps on his pec. I can't remember.
Joshua was a monster.
He's huge.
Jesus Christ, man.
He's legit like
6'7". He is a monster.
6'8". Yeah.
And he ends with the. Is that what you saw? Was I watching the right video?
It sounds like the right video, okay. But somebody touched somebody's pec.
Okay.
I can't remember who did what, but I was like, hey, man, stop, man. Stop. So I think it's on the up and up, but we'll see. Jesse says if
didn't
nobody
Jake
gets knocked
Paul
out,
already get knocked out?
No, he just lost.
Oh, he lost.
Yeah. Went the distance.
Was it? Okay.
Jesse says if.
And it was to Tyson's brother, Fury, not Mike.
Yeah.
All right.
Joshua.
Well, credit to him.
If
people are still tuning into this after he loses, then salute.
Yeah, Joshua should knock him out, but I don't know. I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe I will watch. It's always fun to watch someone get punched.
I'm gonna watch tonight because like Joshua's was probably his biggest
Netflix?
Fighter. Yeah,
it's Netflix.
His biggest fighter he's faced so far is legit. It's like I don't think there's anything else going on tonight besides Alabama and Oklahoma.
This highlight video of Anthony Joshua. He is a monster. Goodness gracious.
That glass jaw, though.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, you should look at Andy Ruiz, who we lost to.
Yeah.
I got a couple uncles Andy, that look like that.
Andy pieced that boy up.
You said Andy Ruiz?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I saw this. Was this the dude who won the title, and it was like a really big deal because he was like the first Hispanic?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, you told me to watch that, so champion. I did, yeah. I think.
Heavyweight.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, you can't lose to a dude that looks. See, that's the problem with dudes like who are built like Anthony Joshua. You can't lose to a dude who's built like that.
No. But Andy Ruiz always had quick hands. Always had quick hands. Wasn't like super in shape, but his hands were, and his reaction stuff was real quick.
Super in shape? He wasn't super in shape? Bro, what?
Hey, what do you want?
It looked like Butterbean. He look like the Mexican Butterbean out here.
Piece that boy up.
He's going to beat Park Gunn's ass.
Punched Anthony Joshua on the side of the head, and Joshua had no clue what was going on for like three rounds after that. Anthony Joshua legit said, why am I feeling like this?
Couldn't stand up. Couldn't get a step right. It was crazy. It was crazy.
Who beat Anthony Joshua? Who beat Andy Ruiz?
Anthony Joshua.
Yeah.
But the next time they fought, he just stayed away from him.
Oh,
he's like, I'm bigger, I've got a longer jab, and I'm just going to do that.
Andy Ruiz also probably got to taste the good life.
Oh, yeah.
He was the Buster Douglas.
He was eating good.
The Buster Douglas syndrome.
Was eating great.
Eating great.
Did Buster ever fight
sushi parties, all that?
Did he ever fight again? I feel like he did, but not to any success.
Well, that makes sense because he wasn't a successful boxer.
Mm. Yeah. Alicia Baumgartner fighting tonight, too. That's my girl. That's my girl.
I don't know who that is. Buster Douglas. I really do want to see if Buster Douglas fought again.
If you... I know you...
somewhere Kyle's like, shot clock, guys. Come on, man.
I know you don't know who Alicia Baumgartner is, because if you've seen her, you won't forget her.
Wait. God, he fought a lot. He fought... 3, 6, he fought 7, 8, 9. Man. He fought nine more fights.
How many wins?
8.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Salute. Fought all the way till 1999.
Damn, that's way too long. Pause.
Well, that's...
Flag was thrown for the radio.
Hold on, just real quick, because I'm trying to get better at this. Because I'm going to have a lot of free time, not next week, but the week after. What's today? December 19th, 2:06 p.m. That's way too long. I'm going to find that soundbite.
Oh, man.
Find that soundbite.
But 99, he was in the middle of his career in 90. He fought till 99.
Well, I don't know who these guys he was fighting are, but he finished 38-6-1.
That's a great record. That is a great, great record for Buster Douglas.
Yeah.
For anybody. I think Manny Pacquiao has 6 losses. That's a great record.
Eddie Gonzalez just said, what did Eddie say? Is he good?
He said he's
Going to be a few minutes late. Yeah. Okay. I know we were all focused on, Kings Blazers, even the, football game. Did you see the end of the Warriors Suns game?
I saw
it was damn near identical to the Kings game.
So I heard about it, but I didn't watch it. The only thing I did see is when they said Dylan Brooks gave Steph a shot to the ribs.
Yeah. He's gonna do the wrong thing at the wrong time, and it's going to cost his team.
Dylan?
Yeah. Like, I get it. Everything you say about him and his demeanor and his, like, I don't want to use the word aura, but he has an energy around him. Yeah, his energy. He has an energy around him that works, right? Like that cause or effect, I don't know. But Memphis had that energy. Houston had that energy. They still have it now. Like, Ime Udoka, like, that was that all worked. Phoenix has taken that on a little bit. But, bruh, like, you have the LeBron thing. I don't know that it's literally the next game, but it's close enough. Like, you got a Steph situation now.
Yeah.
Like, that game shouldn't have happened the way that it did.
That was just stupid. I mean, and him doing that in that moment and in the Lakers moment is just dumb. Like, there is a difference between having that energy, doing that in the first quarter, as opposed to when the game is on the line. That is not the time for any of the antics or the little slick stuff.
Right.
Like, you... That's just dumb.
Can't do that.
He's got to know, and he's got to realize at some point there's a time and a place for everything he does. I don't have no problem with what he does in general, but the timing is usually the issue.
But see, and that's the thing. It feels like he allows his emotions to get the better of him. So if he's doing that in critical moments of games, what makes you think he won't do it in game 3? They can't, or worse.
Yeah. Yeah, I that's the
Phoenix curse. Won, by the way. We'll make sure we do, the Suns wound up winning. There should have been no conversation about the Suns winning.
Yeah.
But the Steph play happened with Dylan Brooks, and then all of a sudden, well, I think the NBA, the NBA just, by the way, this ties into something we were talking about earlier so beautifully. While we were talking a minute ago, Shams just unloaded a bevy of tweets regarding gambling and prop bets and all of this stuff. Buddy, this is a real bad day to do this. Given what happened in the Kings game last night and what happened in the Warriors games last night, I think there's a couple of fan bases looking at your league a little funny.
And you know what they're going to do, too? I don't know if the two-minute report is out or not, but when it comes out, they're going to find a way to word that was the right call.
Oh, of course they are. Are you talking about the Kings or the
Kings game?
Of course they are. They reviewed it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
They're going to say
here it is.
Damaging contact was made.
Damaging contact. please, I'm begging you hoes to write damaging contact. Let's see. Westbrook raises his right arm into Avaji's arm and initiates contact that affects his shot attempt. After communicating with the replay center, it was determined that the foul occurred prior to the expiration of the game clock. Correct call.
Russell Westbrook was getting his hand away from Denny.
They attached the video, and they just attached the game film. Not the 4 billion replays we watched of this. There isn't a single video of Russell Westbrook touching him, at least that I've seen.
Or definitively touching him.
Fair enough.
Like, cause I see what they're talking about. Like the arm goes up, but I don't know.
But who initiates that contact?
That's the thing. Denny was initiating all the contact.
The last 2-minute report says Denny initiates the contact. Or excuse me, Russell Westbrook initiates the contact, and that did not happen.
Like I said, that's what they're gonna. They did it. They're gonna say, yeah, this was the right call. We don't know. They're Giannis-ing us. they're acting like we're dumb.
Oh my God. I'm looking to see if there's any incorrect call. Let's see. Klingon fails to fully clear the lane and is in the paint for longer than 3 seconds. Incorrect call. That's with 1:35 left. I don't know that matters. Correct call, correct call, correct non-call. Yeah. I just for the Warriors fans listening, take a quick peek at the end of the Suns Warriors game. Correct call. Although Moody makes contact to the ball, he also makes more than marginal contact to Goodwin's head, neck area, into his arm. After communicating with the replay center, it is determined that the foul occurs with 0.4 seconds remaining on the game clock. And now Shams is out here tweeting about prop bets.
What's he saying?
We'll talk about it. I'll tell you what he's talking about when D'Lo and Casey return here on Sacramento Sports Leader ESPN 1320.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Eddie Gonzalez going to join us coming up here. In just a few minutes, we'll get his thoughts on some of these tweets from Shams Charania. The NBA is enacting several sports betting policies to its 30 teams, including changing injury reporting rules. Teams now will be required to resubmit injury listings on the game day between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. local time and update public records every 15 minutes, sources tell ESPN. More from Shams. NBA is also pushing gaming companies for changes to prop bets involving individual players, such as limiting maximum amount that can be bet, limitations on unders or lesses, limiting population of players.
Huh?
I
don't know what that means.
I don't think I know what that means. Limiting population of players. I guess the population of NBA players has gotten out of control and we got to start.
Hunger Games, the NBA.
Eliminating problematic bet types like bets on an action on a single play. The NBA tells its 30 franchises today that the league has undertaken a renewed review of league policy changes concerning tanking, such as potential modifications to rules regarding draft pick protections, revised draft lottery rules, and other approaches. So, Adam Silver still refuses to acknowledge his officials are trash.
He'll never do it. I'll never tell. That's Adam Silver with these sorry refs.
I'll say this, though. That, to me, reads like the gambling situation in the NBA is something they're maybe a little more concerned about than they're publicly letting on. And the idea that teams not putting forth their best effort. Washington comes to mind because I read an obnoxiously long write-up on them on The Athletic. Washington is perfectly fine playing their young players, winning six games. They have to finish in the top 10 or they lose that draft pick. Mm-hmm. And when Shams tweets about modifications to rules regarding draft pick protections, I believe he's speaking to that. Mm. Like, this team needs to be bad for this year because they desperately have to keep that draft pick. The revised draft lottery rules that they put in, that they implemented a handful of years ago, I can't remember how long, I feel like they've worked perfectly. Like, a 39-win team won the lottery last year. Mm. Utah was not rewarded for losing games the way that they did. So I'll be very interested to see what all of this means.
Let me ask you a question, because a thought came through my mind as you were talking about that. Do you think if they removed the ability to have protections on draft picks, that would make trades more or less likely to happen?
I feel like they'd be
less likely, right?
Because why? Because I don't think a team would risk it.
Right. That's my first thought, too. But you may be able to have more trades. And what I mean by that is, remember the Kings couldn't do anything for like 3 years because of that protection?
Yes.
Maybe if there's no protection and it just conveys that draft or whatever, the Kings can make another deal. Like, does that make sense? Like, it felt like they weren't able to necessarily make deals because they weren't sure when that pick was going to convey, or they legally couldn't trade another draft pick because they would have had no picks in two straight right. years.
Yep.
So if there's no protection there and it's just like the NFL, just you got the draft pick, that might have freed the Kings up to trade 2027 because sure. it's already yeah. gone. So my first thought is like you, is like less, but maybe it would be more as well.
Maybe the idea of converting ends in a year. Like that's the yeah, like if that. Yeah, like if a you can have a top 10 protected pick this year. If Washington, we'll stick with the Washington example. Washington finishes in the top 10, they keep their pick, that immediately converts to the second round picks this year. And if they don't have to, you know, whatever it is, right. if it's two, it's this year and next year. It can't be this thing where it's in 2031.
Right. Because this one for the Wizards is like, what, 2 years in the making?
No. Like they didn't. Russ and John Wall.
Oh, gosh.
It's Russ and John Wall.
What are
yeah.
we talking, like 5 years in the making?
Yeah. Like, and that's what happens. Like right. these, you know, that's the Oklahoma City thing. That's the Clippers OKC thing. No one thought it would look like this, but yet here we are. Hell, the league might be looking at that going, we can't do this.
Yeah.
Well, Darren Peterson going to wind up in Oklahoma City, all of these, you know, Boozer, DeBance, all of these guys. No. We're implementing the rules during the All-Star break.
Peterson and Koa Pete are on the Thunder because they got two picks this year.
Jesus.
From them. Yeah, but that would be – they're worried about, like, tanking and all this other stuff and – I'm in favor of just getting rid of the pick protections. And I know that might lessen activity, so that's a concern, but I hated the Kings protection stuff.
Oh, for sure.
I hated it. I thought it went on too long, and this maybe goes to what you're talking about. Make it just a 1 year thing.
Yeah.
But it went on for like 3 years.
Went on forever.
And it hampered, you know, what they could do. I hated it. I don't like it.
Joe Dumars agrees with you. Cut the middleman, right? He took the protections off their pick.
Yeah, Joe Dumars.
Say, here, damn.
Joe Dumars was like, you're right.
Joe Dumars was pushing this initiative through well before he realized he was pushing this initiative through. Goodness gracious.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I mean, I think the betting thing is something definitely on their radar. Somebody made a good point that I like, too. Some of it shouldn't be available, right? Like the way they said it was like, why is there a more or less on DeJounte Murray? It should just be, or excuse me, DeJounte yeah. Porter. It should just be more. Like yeah. what is he doing with a less?
Yeah.
So
let's bring that boy Eddie Gonzalez in here. We'll get his thoughts on all this. Eddie, hey man, first of all, hey, congrats, bro. Let's show our boy Eddie some love. Hold on, man. Let's get the mayor horns. That boy Eddie finished that.
Yeah.
He finished that half marathon.
Oh, yeah.
In the cold. It is hella cold out there.
I'm like, what did I do?
Man, right. Hey, 13 is an accomplishment, bro. Congrats. And the That's way not, that you man. Did it in an hour 55, hey, salute. That's big time.
I hit my goal, so I'm happy. Like, you know.
Was the goal like under two?
Better, but, hey.
Was the goal under two?
Yeah, the goal was
hey, salute.
Come on now.
That's awesome.
I got a little ego going in, like, oh, I might get hit 150.
salute.
That's dope, man. Salute, that's awesome. Man. Congratulations.
Hey, by the way, that's not a pro club hoodie. What kind of hoodie is that? It's not a pro club.
I know you
what
ain't
is that?
Talking.
What's that?
I know you ain't talking.
What you talking about? I just got a Niners jersey. What you talking about?
Man, your glasses cost more than my garments. What are you talking about right
get
now?
Get out of here.
I know what Biggie Versace costs. Come on, man.
Hey, be tripping me out. I want the prescription glasses that he's. You get. I just seen these like a year or two ago, but they have these with prescription glasses.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I want a pair of those.
Well, that'd work because you can't see nothing.
That's you. 472 for the prescription.
If it's if it's 5 feet away from me, I have a tough time seeing it. More than 5 feet away from me.
And you be out there teaching the kids how to play basketball?
And look, here's the crazy thing about
it. Can he be out there yelling at them kids? They'd be like, Coach, I made seven in a row.
Hey, I had illusions of like, I got LASIK. And I'm like, oh, my jumper is going to come back now. Nah, it didn't come back.
Now, look, I was just about to say, when I finally got like my glasses and I was just shooting around. I wasn't trying to do nothing. Bro, I couldn't shoot at all with the glasses
I was
on. I said, yo, take these off my eyes. I couldn't shoot it.
See, that's LeBron.
Still to this day can't shoot
I saw
with
three
glasses.
Rims. That's KC and Eddie out here shooting at three rims every night.
Yeah, man.
I've never been a shooter myself personally, so that just made it a little bit worse. But hey,
said I was doing this right the whole time, not being able to see. That's the way to play.
I thought I had an excuse.
It was a bad night in the association, man, last night, and Shams is tweeting about gambling policies.
Yo, what's going on?
That's your boy.
Hey, it was. It was rough last night, man. It was rough in Phoenix. It was rough in Portland. And, you know, now Shams like, hey, turns out the NBA, they're going to revise a few things when it comes to gambling, prop bets, and working with these companies. I think the most interesting thing that your buddy wrote here, Eddie, is they want to make some changes when it, you know, concerning tanking. And he talks about, you know, potential modifications to rules regarding draft pick protections and draft lottery rules and so on. And Eddie and KC and I were just talking about that before you joined us about how, you know, these teams, you know, well, if it's not a top 10 pick this season, it converts to a top 14 pick next season. If it's not a top 14 pick next season, it converts to, you know, 2 second rounders, and it winds up handcuffing your ability to make trades for like the next 3 years. And we can't figure out if these new modifications are going to increase trades or decrease trades.
I don't like – so my thing with tanking in all of this is like there's always going to be a cutoff, right? Like if I can still have a chance at a top five pick, if I lose here, is it more valuable for me to win the games or lose out? I mean, we've seen this happen a few times. The Dallas Mavericks a couple years ago – could have theoretically gotten a plan and said, nope, we're out of here. Like we've seen it happen. There's always going to be a line. People are just going to value the draft picks. And all these changes are like, we're going to report our injuries. Like, so they're written as, yo, we're trying to combat gambling and we want to keep the integrity of the game. But I read them as, yeah, we make so much money from gambling, we have to acquiesce these companies as many ways as we can. So if we're going to give out injury reports every 15 minutes and our PR staffs are just going to have to do that, oh, well, we literally have FanDuel lounges in like 10 of our arenas. Half of the television networks are FanDuel TV. Like we are in bed with these people in ways that we can't get out and it's just over with. That's how I read it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure like the NBA has better ideas, but it's a topic we've had on here before. Like I'm like overwhelmed with it. I'm not a gambler. Like I'm not doing parlays. I don't feel like comfortable putting my money out there to like be left up to chance of Trey Murphy making a free throw or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And so it's like, I'm good on all of this. Like, all this is annoying. Can I just watch the games and, like, hope my team wins? And last night, my team did not win. I'll say this before we get off this. I don't get too upset when the guys lose. Like, it's like, whatever, y'all play so much. I've been in the club, and the dude who just lost a terrible game is just having the time of his life. So I'm like, why am I tripping? But last night's Houston Rockets game upset me more than any Kevin Durant game has in years. I couldn't believe, like, I was just so frustrated. Like, I just woke up annoyed And I hit Buddy and said, yo, I'm like 99% of your games, I'm like neither here nor there. Like, cool. I don't know what it was. He said, oh, no. That pissed me off more than I've been in for one of my games in years. I was like, okay, so it's not just me. A lot of frustrating stuff happening on these courts. But, yeah, man, that's a round. That's like answered like 10 questions. But, yeah, it's been a long NBA day for me. Mm-hmm.
So let's go there. Let's go to the Rockets real quick because, look, Cardi B, am I the drama? Am I the problem? I might have had KD in a lineup the other day against Denver. Oh. And he had 22. He needed 24 and a half. He had 22 in the middle of the third. And then he just stopped shooting. I got so mad, I text Eddie.
You text me.
I said, Eddie, what is going on?
Tell your boy to shoot.
That's happened a couple of times.
I didn't respond. I was like, I thought about it later. Like
That has happened a couple of times. Not I don't want to say gambling, but gambling aspect of it. But the basketball aspect of it. It's happened a couple of times when it's like, for me, I'm like, this is why you're here. They can do all that stuff in the first three quarters, but when it's winning time, they went to get KD to take it over the top. And sometimes he's just like, just let's Reed Shepard do his thing or Sengun do his thing. Is that something that is going to change, you think?
I think what's happening is a collision of two things. One, and this is like, it's flimsy on who gets this pass, right? Because if LeBron makes the pass up the double team, LeBron is Mr. Make the Right Play, and it's great. And it's like, oh, man, he's so selfless. He sacrificed the streak and all this stuff. And it's like, I guess? Like, cool, good narrative. Kevin passes out the double team, and it's like, oh, man, you should just go dunk it. Like, you should just shoot it over that. Like, what are you doing, dude? Not everybody gets the right play narrative. So I think it's partly that, right? Kevin is a good teammate. Like, I would love Kevin to shoot 50 times a game, too. And we've had this conversation. And what I usually say is, like, yo, I wish you were a bit of a worse player because it would be a little more fun for me. But you're such a good player. So I get it. It's a team game. The other half of it is, I think, Ime Udoka, who has never been the offensive system guy. Like, that, even in his time with the Celtics, they were ISO heavy. They were five out. That was the point of what they did. We want to isolate. We want to attack mismatches. We weren't this movement heavy team. We weren't this strategic offensive adjustment team. We played hard defense and we isolated everybody and we crashed the boards. That was their identity with the Celtics. And honestly, that's what a lot of people feel like cost them against the Warriors in the finals. It's like, yo, they didn't have many counters to the Warriors just strapping up and really locking in on their guys. Okay. So I think it's a combination of both of those things. I think last night was a great example of this. We're watching Kevin get doubled at half court. Screen or no screen, whether he's calling screen or not, here comes Trey Murphy, here comes Herb Jones. Okay. The right play in that every situation ever is I pass it on the other side to my guys. They're playing 4-on-3. We should get buckets. We have guys who can score. They just can't. They have no offensive system that they can lean on and rely on in these crunch time situations. Now, I've seen some stat like they're this great crunch time team as far as the league is and da-da-da-da-da. But against the top four teams they played, they went 0-4 in crunch time. They've been extremely awful. You know, the Thunder, the Nuggets twice. I forget who the other team was, but they were just awful. They just looked bad. And last night was another example of that. I don't understand how Kevin Durant goes 7-7 in the first half and then that just doesn't touch the ball in crunch time. But I'm watching on the court and I'm very confused because I'm watching Kevin bring the ball up every time. And I'm like, I wonder why Ime Udoka doesn't like put a point guard in or put like anybody who can dribble in and say, you do it and you go over here and we'll throw it to you and then we'll go from there. And they just don't, and they just don't, and they just don't. I'm watching, like I said, this is the most frustrated I've watched him in a long time. And I'm not the guy who's, like, never going to put blame on Kevin. Again, I'd love him to shoot 50 times and score 40 every night. But I watched a lot of silliness happen last night. His turnovers late that I would blame on him, but he also scored five straight to basically essentially push it to overtime. So it's like I can only hate so much. But, yeah, it's a frustrating watch. It's a lot of young players. It's this kind of like free-flowing offense where everybody gets their touches and shots. But I sit there and I go selfishly, yeah, that dude was perfect tonight. Maybe he should like shoot more. Like, maybe we should figure out ways to get him more shots. And it just didn't happen.
Why is KD bringing the ball up? What do we do? Get all right, fine. You don't like Reese. Get Aaron Holiday in there and have him dribble up, pass I'm half right. court, and give the ball to KD on the wing.
Let Alfred bring it up. Like, let's do something. Like, let's do something different than watching him dribble up, and then, like, we're playing 9U, two guys just run to him, like, bats out of hell, and he has to get rid of him. Because we need to do a half court. Like, I'm going to shoot it from here before they get here. Like, I'm going to throw it to the guy who's going to be all-star, and then let's see what happens. And, of course, nothing happens. So, it's frustrating. It's frustrating to watch.
I recall us having a conversation about, I think it was the most underappreciated player in the league, and we were talking about Kyrie Irving. It was a way to get into a conversation with about Kyrie Irving. I don't know that Kevin Durant is far off the top of that list. I don't think, like, Kevin Durant is a true generational talent, and he lives in this Steph LeBron era where they, you know, Steph gets credit for the titles in Golden State, despite the fact that Kevin Durant won two of them. Of course, LeBron is LeBron, and it's like KD gets kind of drowned out of that. And when you realize here at the age of 37, bro is averaging 25 points per game on one of the best teams in the league. It's like the noise around Kevin Durant and who he is should be a lot louder.
Four blocks last night, too. Five against the Nuggets. I think he had a steal against the Nuggets, too. He's been strapping up on the defensive end. It's just, again, when you get these narratives or you have this stigma around you, it sticks. And Kevin is a few things. One of the things is he's like the approachable, normal guy of the group. So it's like you feel like you could chip at him in a way that you can't. And then he, you know, they do this. Well, you didn't win on your own. And it's like, well, nobody won on our own, but okay. So all that plagues him in the sense of that. You know, but we watch him. He's 38 years old. He's scoring, like you said, 25 a game. Great efficiency, which people use efficiency against him as well. Like, yo, you're too efficient. Maybe you should do other stuff. And it's like, all right, what's good or bad here? Like, I agree. I'm not to say that there's no flaws in Kevin's game and he can't be better. Like, everybody can be better and he can improve and this and that and third. But yeah, there's a certain reverence for him that I think he's just an easy target. And one of the things I always say with Kevin is he's right in the middle of the biggest stories of the league for the last 15 years. He took down LeBron. He was with Steph to do it. And it's like, that hurts both of them. And they have the loudest detractors and supporters in media that there is. So Kevin's in the middle of that story, spoiling everybody's drinks. And then that turns into like, oh, we'll just blame him for everything. And he's like easy to pick at. It's to the point where, yeah, I do think he's a little underappreciated. So this week when he tells Fred VanVleet, like, I'm up there with all these guys. All the hoopers are like, yeah, I get it. And then everybody who is like a voice around the sport is like, ah, I don't know. And then just like waiting to get at him. And so I think he's had a great season. I think they're going to turn this team around and kind of like get a stronger offensive identity. But this is a great opportunity for him to reverse a lot of that. That's how I see it. So if they can win it, they can have a great season. That changes a lot of things for him historically. And not that he cares. Like, I know he doesn't. It's all kind of funny. But that is the opportunity that lays in front of him.
He needs a shower though, Eddie.
Well.
Hey, bro. Hey, shower and some cocoa butter. Like, shea butter, some body butter. Like, we can't.
Yo, I was laughing. I just texted him like an hour ago. Like, all the things you said on this show, and it's a great show. If you haven't watched Kevin on Fred VanVleet's show, it's probably the most comfortable I've seen him on a show since we was doing shows. Mm-hmm. And he was just talking. He was yapping about all kinds of things. I'm like, man, he said Steph Curry won the All-Star game. I thought that was going to be your take. You know how many texts and DMs I got about taking showers every day?
That was a hell of a line, though. He said Steph and Dame Lillard ruined the All-Star game. He's like, I wasn't pulling up from half court.
He might have stole that from your boy. I mean, I stole it, but we landed on the same point. But that's been my point for the longest. I believe I said it on this show. Mm-hmm. There's no, like, confrontation when you shoot from half court or you just shoot long threes in an All-Star game. There's no physicality to that. At least if I drive. If the three of us is playing 21, we all old men now, so we kind of like, oh, whatever. Yeah. But if one of us drives, we at least got to, like, put a hand up and, like, kind of get in the way. But if we all just out there shooting from half court, nobody's gonna care. Luka's shooting from the other free throw line, talking about a 2-for-1. Like, that's ruining the game. Like, not because dudes don't care or whatever, but and then he mentioned Ant too, who I think is another one. But yeah, I agree. I think that's the biggest issue with the All-Star game. So, and I don't know how they're gonna fix that because guys are going, they're talking about put a 4-point circle on there. It's gonna be even worse. They're gonna shoot from there the whole game.
Rocking jock. Like, it's an All-Star game on MTV.
The battle
there, I'm hitting it.
Which, yeah. The battle for the 2-for-1 starts at 45 seconds. Everybody trying to get a 2-for-1 for like 20 seconds.
Chucking them up for nothing. Like, Luka shot that shot. Everybody, even on the court, was like, hey, yo. And he's like, oh, dog, even in this game, that was crazy. What's your problem?
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Eddie, I just thought about something. I want to ask you something because I want to see what your take is on it. We were talking to our guy, Kyle Mattson, earlier.
Shout out, Kyle. That's my guy.
Shout out, Kyle, man. Terrence Bud Crawford retired. He's not a boxing guy at all. Kyle's not a boxing guy at all. So he was like, I didn't know who he was till I kept seeing it on my timeline that he retired. And me and Jesse were like, nah, this guy's like one of the greatest. He's generational and all this other stuff. But he's not a star. Mm-hmm. Like anybody, a random sports fan, might not know who Terrence Crawford is. Who is that in the NBA? That he is generational. This guy is one of the greats. But it's like, I'll give you a hint. Me and Jesse kind of landed on Jokic.
That's not a hint.
It's just so weird with NBA. It's just so weird with NBA because they're so tall. Like they're so like they're unmistakable in person. Mm-hmm. So to say Jokic isn't a star, if Jokic was walking through Doko tomorrow, people would stop him and be like, oh my God, Jokic. So it's just like tough. I think football.
I might just be like, man, that's a big ass white boy right there.
He has a big ass Carey's husband.
Like, yeah, right? So like
6'3" right? And 7" and kind of chubby is way different. Like, that's a big ass white boy.
Yeah.
I think in football, like, there's some dudes in the NFL, yeah. If you seen them, you would just be like, huh? Like, yeah. Like, if we ran into Deebo Samuel, like, he's walked. Most people just walk right by him. Like, who maybe a big chain on, but like, that's it. But I don't know. To answer your question though, like, I look at dudes like, what's the dude in the Hawks name? Jalen Johnson.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Jalen Johnson, like, he's a star right now. He's going crazy. People probably, he might not make the All-Star game. He's not going to get voted in. You know what I mean? So those dudes exist. But once you get a certain amount of famous, like, Paolo Banchero, Paolo's not just walking through Times Square, like somebody's gonna notice him and be like, what the hell?
Right.
Bud Crawford could walk in this room and sit down with us. and one of the producers would be like,
what are you doing here, little fella?
Yo, that's the other thing. Them dudes are like 5'7". That's a great point. They're like 5'7".
A lot of boxers are like that, you know. And so first of all, I think he'll come back. I think he will.
I don't know if there's any fight for him.
Our boxers reserved.
I think the rematch split wasn't good enough, and I think he didn't get the Jake Paul fight. But when the bad comes to good, that's a bad dude, though. Like, before we get out of here, if I had to pick a guy to beat Floyd, it's going to be him. It's going to be him or, like, Margarito, who's a cheater, or maybe, like, prime Cotto at the right way. But it's Bud, and he's a monster.
I agree.
You watching that stuff tonight?
I can't help but watch the circus. Like, I can't.
I'm tapped in. I'm locked in.
I'm not planning my night around it. I'm not inviting friends, but it's on Netflix and it's for the F, kinda. I gotta watch. And when I
it's
see
for the what?
Side difference. So this is the thing. If you're Anthony Zaccio, you actually have to put him to sleep. Like, it cannot even be a cold thing.
I'm looking at you different if you don't, like, if you don't knock
him out. He's never gonna win this fight, but if he survives, it's like, I'm the man. I won on the cards. Like, I don't care what y'all say. It doesn't matter. So it's like a lose-lose for AJ besides the $80 million he's probably going to make tonight. But I'm going to watch.
I'm watching.
Eddie,
I always watch the circus. I watch him versus Mike Tyson. I go watch him versus like an actual.
I'll never forget watching that stupid-ass Tyson fight out in an Anderson .Paak concert. It might have been the coldest day in Sacramento history. Told D'Lo and KC, you guys going to go out there and host. We literally went out there, did nothing. Huddled around each other around a stupid phone, watching De'Aaron go for 55 up two blocks from us while watching this Mike Tyson fight on Netflix.
And more people were watching the fight.
Also, put some pants on, Mike.
Fellas, do y'all still get Christmas gifts? Or is that a thing of the past? Is that like dad stuff?
Oh, yeah, there's presents under my tree.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mom still give me Christmas gifts.
To be clear, that's new. I didn't get any Christmas gifts last year, but there's presents under my tree.
Like,
yeah, there's presents under my tree this year.
Yeah. What about you? What you asked for?
Man, I got everything, man. I mean, I'm materialistic, so people can't buy me gifts. I want expensive stuff.
That's the same way I feel.
Hey,
don't ask here. Just give me. Give me a gift card.
Yeah,
if you really want to know what I want, that's not.
Yeah, you don't want to get what I want. Like, you just don't.
You want to buy me a watch? Stop it.
Like, cologne. I will ask. I'll be like, I need some cologne. I won't even like say which one because I trust her judgment. But I need some new cologne.
Oh, you gotta go off her. You gotta go off her taste.
That's you can't. What you cannot pick scents for me.
Yeah.
I scent very no. Mm. Absolutely not. I'm a very soft and sweet scent person. Do not send me do not send me something musky. Don't send me something with some firewood scent in it, like I don't like tobacco smoke. I don't want none of that.
Bloody cologne.
No, I don't want none of that.
So, but once they know that, can they just go get the cologne?
Ah. Maybe.
No.
Maybe. Maybe. I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, you got like a special shelf at the house. I know you. You got like a special area in that bathroom for all these.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm 45. I got to have a skincare routine, man.
My cousin.
I'm 45, bro. Come on.
My cousin got to the point with colognes where he was like a cologne aficionado, and he wouldn't get anything that they would sell in the stores, basically. Like, he would go to cologne store. I guess they have them, you know, places, and definitely in New York, like specialty cologne stores. Like, if he went to Nordstrom's or Macy's or something, like, nah, I ain't getting that. Don't give me that cologne.
He can't get off the rack. That's crazy. I didn't even know that was an option.
I didn't either until he told me. He's like, yeah, I don't do none of that.
They got the new twinkles with the glitter inside.
I said, bro, what?
You know about all the bootleg snacks?
Man, I have no clue. But he would do it.
Eddie, I'm going to hit you up next week, man. We're going to be in New York the day after Christmas. And then I think we'll be in Brooklyn. What part of New York you at?
I'm in Jersey.
Okay. Yeah. I'll hit you up next week. We're going to be out there.
Yeah, let's go running.
Oh, God damn it.
Wow, that's a lot.
All right.
That's my new one. I'm telling everybody that.
See, it's not what I was hoping for, but I'll throw the running shoes in there.
Let's throw
the running shoes in there.
Hey.
Do one of them Central Park joints. Light, I saw you doing.
Something. It's going to be cold, though.
Hey, do you want
to. But let's link up for sure. I'm down.
Do you want to break the news here on D-Lo and KC that you are the new morning host of Hot 97?
Man, I wish I was the new morning host with y'all. Like, what you mean? I ain't got nothing to do. I know Ebro is like the homie and stuff, but bro, I'm good on Buddy. I'm very good on Buddy. And I'm good on Flex. You know, I'm cool and all that. I'll never get over Flex's Pac rant, so I can't.
I'm very confident the three of us could do a better show than Ebro in the morning was.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, Ebro,
wasn't a good show.
I thought Ebro was okay. I didn't like Rosenberg. And I
don't like styles. Rosenberg at all, but I just don't.
I'll give Rosenberg this. I've told this story before, but like, we had a disagreement and he like reached out to me to like discuss it privately rather than like just a nice
guy. He seemed like a good enough guy. I just don't find him entertaining.
Yeah, they're all good people. I just don't want to watch them talk about nothing. And then like, I don't like how, like, we talk about this all day, but Ebro like threw the brick and hit his hand. It's like, dog, you know what you've been doing to antagonize Buddy for a year. Yo, you don't get to yell at me for a year and I finally go ha, and then you're like, oh my god, what a dude. Like,
hey,
I don't like you.
Are
you surprised?
Hey, he put an axe emoji on it.
That was great. That was,
hey,
the other one, the
I'll say this. I don't even like dude. Ebro earned that. Ebro earned that.
How are you the victim? Yeah. Hey, bro, that just threw me. I knew the rules was different when we spent a week on Twitter arguing about if Saigon deserved push from Ebro. And like, no, I'm on Ebro's side. Like, yo, y'all hate Drake so much. You're on Ebro's side and screaming about it, about Saigon from 2003. Like, leave me alone. Like, stop talking to me about this stuff. We get it. We know where you stand. Drake puts out a song tomorrow. I know exactly what Ebro's going to say. It's fine. I don't want your take, bro. I know you don't like it. And I know why. And it's all good. Like, your thing. But yeah. Again, that's just I'm biased and defensive.
Yeah, Eagles, right? The Eagles. Always, yeah. El Camino Eagles. Fly, Eagles, fly. Yeah. Eddie, we appreciate you, brother. Happy holidays. Happy New Year, all that stuff. This is our last show of the year together. So we'll see you when we reconvene.
26,
man. I'm going to see you soon. We're going to have a beverage and laugh about some other stuff.
Oh, bet. Yeah, bet. Appreciate you, Eddie.
Yes, sir.
All right, that's boy. The man, Eddie Gonzalez, right there. Eddie just from life. Like, he's just a homie. Like,
that's it, man.
Just, you know, I don't even know what to say. I got to get better at my radio stuff. like, hey, that was Eddie Gonzalez. He's with, well, that's Eddie from Twitter. Like, I don't know what Eddie else to tell you. It's Twitter. Eddie from the block. Like, it's the homie. You know Eddie. Like, that's Eddie. Kyle, if you're listening, that's Eddie.
Technically, is he
playback?
Eddie from the, well, I was going to say Eddie from the boardroom.
Well, no, I don't think anymore.
I don't know. Maybe not. I thought maybe, because even though the pod wasn't going, I thought maybe there was still things going on, but I don't.
It's Eddie.
It's Eddie Eddie.
It's Eddie Eddie. Like, y'all know what it is. You're listening to Eddie with D-Lo and KC. What are we doing? What are we doing? I love, man, again, you talk about best moments of 2025. Getting Eddie on board with us every week is kind of crazy.
Yeah.
He is, he will not call himself an NBA insider for nothing. But if you listen close enough, you recognize virtually everything Eddie tells us happens.
Yeah.
At some point, like, it gets there.
Gotta be talking to Tatum and KD.
Oh, I forgot to. God damn it. I was thinking about this last week, but we missed him last week. I want to, I mean, like, the Tatum return is real.
Yeah. It's
like,
it's
real.
It's going to happen. And, I mean, I hope everything goes smooth. He looks
okay. Talk about two different avenues. Indiana's like, nah, we are good. Ty, take your time. Ty, go to SummerSlam. Go to Saturday night's main event. Go wherever you want to go, except Saudi Arabia, and have a blast.
Yeah.
We'll see you next season. Celtics all of a sudden the top team in the West and East, and it's like, hey, the one might be on his way.
The injuries, what would you say, about a month and a half apart? Tatum and
Tatum was round probably a month and some change, I would think.
Yeah. Like I
because it was game 7 that Ty got hurt, right?
Mm-hmm. I do think if they wanted to, Ty could come back at some point this season.
Oh, absolutely. I believe, absolutely.
And I do
feel I don't think they want that.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
And I do feel Tatum feels like he's coming back a little too early. I don't think he's going to get hurt. I think when he comes back, he'll be healthy and able. But I would.
May?
If the.
Or April.
It was May. Because playoffs start late.
There was a way we could find. Right.
So it was May. You know when it was? No, that doesn't help.
I could probably get you the exact date.
Because I was about to say it was around Concerts in the Park. Because.
Was it May 12th?
Oh, no, that was Indiana Concerts in the Park. Because the Knicks lost game 2 that night. I remember that.
I believe it's May 12th or May 13th.
A Monday. Because we were coming out of complex meeting.
Oh, that's right. It was. That's right. We stopped at the top of the stairs and watched the video. It's weird how sports can, like, put you in a certain place.
And Ty was
he shouldn't come back, man.
At all?
Nah. Okay, May is 12 months. Is 10 months. 9 and 10. That's a strong.
I'm thinking it's February.
That's a strong.
That'd be my guess.
I don't
Jesse,
know.
What you hearing? Is it?
I don't know.
Do they have a timetable of when they think Tatum will be back?
No, there's no timetable. They haven't put a timetable. Brad said when he's 110%, but
I don't like that.
He's gonna be back. He's gonna be back. They never filed what is a designated player exception for the injury guys or whatever. Yeah. Like they never filed for that, so like they're expecting him back this season.
I'm with you, Dame. I wouldn't bring him back this year.
Just doing the math now, recognizing it was May 12th. You go a full year, so you're talking May. Then you go back to him just trying to get it. Like it's just trying to get a feel for the game. I don't like it.
He did get a surgery like really fast too. No,
he did.
They didn't have to wait for that.
Sometimes I think he got it within the month. I think he got it within
like the
hours.
Day, like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Because if I remember correctly, they didn't confirm. We all saw it.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't confirm it until the next evening, after the surgery was done.
Yeah.
So they confirmed. Yeah, he tore his Achilles. He had surgery on it.
Yeah.
Surgery went great. 2 press releases in one.
What?
Because
that was one of the first ones where, like, it was so devastating. I was like, damn, what the hell happened? And then we realized.
That
one
damn near made me cry.
Yeah, he tore it completely apart. And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Like, honest question, too, is, like, when is early? Like, if the doctor tells him, like, yeah, you're good, it's just about whether you're ready mentally, like,
I'd give it another month. That's just me.
I think the mental aspect is way bigger than we're.
Well, I'm saying if he feels like he's ready to go, like.
I mean, if he.
Because, like, yeah, you'd figure
he has no. He's going to start Like, he'll have roughly, I mean, if we're a most optimistic scenario, we're talking a month and some change of, like, end of season basketball mm-hmm. before going to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm. You bring him off the bench?
Sure. Hell, the Spurs did it.
I don't like it. I don't like him playing this year.
Jesse doesn't care. He doesn't care well, what we like.
Get out there.
Well, no, it's not even that. It's Jason Tatum is in control of whether or not and he's been talking like he's going to be back, so he's going to be back.
I hear you.
Like, I like it or not, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
But you do like it.
Huh?
You got Eric Lewis and Jason Tatum on the way back.
Hey, Jalen Brown's doing just fine right now, too.
Hey, not bad. Not bad. We'll come back. It's the final hour of the year with D-Lo and KC next on Sacramento Sports Leader, ESPN 1320.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Santa's not the only one delivering joy this season. Unwrap a new home with help from your Las Vegas realtors. More than 15,000 members are ready to show you. There's no place like new home for the holidays.